Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russia's defense minister says nearly 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers fighting to hang on to the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol have surrendered. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports some Ukrainian soldiers are refusing to give up, and they are still held up under a massive steel plant.
Russia says it's imprisoned the soldiers who have already left the Azovstal plant and that no soldiers remain inside. But late Thursday, a commander from one unit posted a short, cryptic video to social media suggesting he and others were still inside. My military command and I are on Azovstal territory now, he says in the video. An operation is underway, but I won't go into details. Russian authorities say they intend to remove all soldiers from the steel plant. Russia already occupies the rest of Mariupol, which Russian troops have bombed into ruins. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
San Francisco's archbishop says he will deny House Speaker Nancy Pelosi communion because of her pro-abortion rights stance in a public notification today. From member station KQED, Maria Fernando Bernal reports.
Archbishop Salvatore Cordaglione said in a public letter addressing Pelosi that she will not be admitted to Holy Communion because of her support for abortion rights and for not meeting with him on the issue. He says Pelosi has become more extreme in the past months and mentions how she cites her Catholic faith to support abortion rights. The archbishop has been an outspoken opponent of abortion and same-sex marriage, but says his decision is pastoral and not political. His letter comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is expecting to make a decision of the legality of abortion in the next coming weeks. For NPR News, I am Maria Fernanda Bernal.
The U.S. Forest Service says it is pausing ecologically critical prescribed fires for the rest of the summer. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the rare move comes after an intentionally set blaze got out of hand in New Mexico.
Prescribed fires are generally lit to keep forests healthy and to remove vegetation that can feed monster unhealthy blazes down the road. More than 99% of them work as intended, U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore said in a statement announcing the 90-day pause on prescribed fires on national forest lands, a statement that did not directly mention the prescribed fire in drought-wracked New Mexico that got away. That fire is still burning out of control. But the longer-term concern, forest ecologists tell NPR, is that by lessening prescribed fires now, it will only make future fires worse. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Stocks recovered much of their losses near the close, preventing the broad market from ending the session in bear market territory today. But another rough week for Wall Street. The Dow was up 8 points, the Nasdaq down 33 points today. You're listening to NPR. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is denying any claim of sexual misconduct against him. Case involves a SpaceX flight attendant who worked on his private jet in 2016. According to a report by Business Insider, SpaceX paid the woman $250,000 in severance in 2018 in exchange for an agreement not to file a lawsuit over her claim. A report based on information from a friend of the woman says she told her about the incident shortly after it happened. Musk has said the alleged incident involves, quote, wild accusations and is utterly untrue. The new prime minister of France named her government today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Elizabeth Bornes is just the second woman to hold the job in 30 years and is the child of a Holocaust survivor.
Elizabeth Bornes' father, Joseph Bornstein, was a Jewish resistance fighter in World War II whose own parents immigrated to France from Poland in the 1920s. In 1944, he was arrested by the Gestapo and deported to Auschwitz. He survived but never got over the horror of the Holocaust, taking his own life some 25 years later when his daughter Elizabeth was just 11 years old. Bornes served previously as labor and environment minister under President Emmanuel Macron, but her background has not been widely known.
Il faut un rêve, et il faut se dire qu'on va y arriver.
Speaking to a group of girls in a poor neighborhood in the suburbs of Paris Friday, Bornes told them to have a dream and never give up. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil ending the session above $113 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.